Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're tackling something everyone wants: a healthy smile.
It certainly piques your interest, doesn't it?
You sent us info on the Orlando Dental Center, and let's just say their website paints quite the picture.
They're clearly aiming to set themselves apart from the typical dental clinic experience.
That's an understatement. They're calling themselves a sanctuary.
It's an interesting strategy, playing up the emotional aspect of dental care.
Not just a place to get your teeth cleaned, but a whole vibe. They emphasize patient comfort, a welcoming environment, even use the word family a lot.
They're clearly trying to address the anxiety many people feel about going to the dentist, which can be a significant barrier for some.
Absolutely. And practically speaking, they're conveniently located on Gatlin Avenue, open weekends, and even have that "we listen first and then we help," quote, prominently displayed.
I think what's fascinating here is this emphasis on building trust before any procedure.
It seems like they're addressing those common anxieties head on.
By highlighting their listening skills and weekend hours, they're signaling flexibility and understanding, which can be incredibly appealing to busy individuals or those with dental phobias.
Makes sense. Now let's talk about Dr. Maroof and the team.
It's a subtle way of saying you're in good hands no matter who you see.
His credentials are impressive. Temple, Nova Southeastern, specialized training. We're talking top notch.
This approach might resonate with people who've had negative experiences with a single practitioner and are looking for a more consistent, team-oriented approach.
But it's interesting. They don't just focus on his expertise. They highlight the whole team's commitment to compassion. That makes a lot of sense. It's like you're not just stuck with whoever happens to be available that day.
Speaking of staying ahead of the curve, they seem to embrace a lot of modern dental practices: mercury-free fillings, metal-free crowns, implants, the works.
You hit the nail on the head there. This commitment to modern technology suggests they stay updated on the latest advancements, which could potentially mean less invasive procedures, faster healing times, and aesthetically superior results for you.
They even mentioned personalized care plans, which sounds pretty high tech.
For example, they've embraced mercury-free fillings, which are not only better for your health, but also aesthetically superior, so you wouldn't have to worry about those noticeable silver fillings. I see what they're going for. And it's not just technology. They've woven in patient stories, like Sally's, who bounced around dentists before finding her dental home at the Orlando Dental Center. This family vibe pops up again. Do you think it's genuine or more of a marketing tactic?
While the family language might seem like marketing, let's see if their patient stories reflect this ethos.
Do you think it's genuine or more of a marketing tactic?
We see 43 years combined experience, 10 master certifications, even 18 happy staff members mentioned.
Okay, let's unpack that.
All impresses on paper, but do those translate into a better experience for you in the chair? That's what we need to uncover.
They highlight their core values: compassion, comfort, and continuous improvement. Sounds great, but do those buzzwords translate to real-world actions?
That's the million-dollar question. For example, what does comfort really mean in this context?
Does it mean comfy chairs and Netflix in the waiting room? Or are we talking about pain management, clear communication, and actively addressing your anxieties?
Mm-hmm.
We need to dig deeper. And what about their claims about being involved in the community?
This focus on patient well-being seems to extend beyond their practice.
Partnering with schools, promoting dental hygiene.
Yeah.
It all sounds fantastic, but what does it actually look like in practice?
They've highlighted community initiatives, which could be a good indicator of their values. But as always, the devil is in the details.
That's a great point.
Are they sponsoring a local sports team, or have they set up a free dental clinic for underprivileged families? Those are two very different levels of commitment.
It's easy to say you're community focused, but what's the tangible impact? Have they received any awards or recognition for their efforts? Maybe some local news coverage that would tell us a lot more.
Absolutely. Look for concrete evidence. Have they implemented any unique programs in their community partnerships?
For instance.
Maybe they have a program that provides free dental screenings to school children or offer workshops on proper dental hygiene at community centers. These details would paint a clearer picture of their community involvement.
So we've talked about their commitment to patient comfort, their use of advanced technology, and their claims of being community focused. But let's address the elephant in the room.
It's a valid question.
Is this sanctuary family language genuine or just really good marketing? I'm a little skeptical.
Their language definitely leans heavily on emotional appeal, which can be a red flag. However, we can't completely dismiss the possibility that this reflects a genuine commitment to patient well-being. The key is consistency.
So how do we figure that out? Where do we look for those inconsistencies?
This is where looking beyond the curated testimonials on their website becomes crucial. Checking independent review platforms is essential. Are there any recurring negative experiences, even if they're drowned out by positive ones?
That's a good point. One unhappy patient might be an outlier, but a pattern of negative reviews would definitely tell a different story. What else should we be looking for when evaluating their values?
Look for concrete examples. Do they use specific pain management techniques? Do they offer flexible payment options to make care accessible? Have they won any awards from dental associations for their commitment to patient care? These details would provide evidence that they're truly living their values, not just talking the talk.
It's like that saying, actions speak louder than words. So, to bring it back to you, our listener, after this deep dive, how are you feeling about the Orlando Dental Center? Do you think you could see yourself becoming part of this dental family, or does it still feel a bit like a marketing tactic?
It really boils down to personal preference.
Right.
Some people thrive in a warm and fuzzy environment, while others might prefer a more straightforward approach. The important thing is that we've equipped you with the information to decide if their style aligns with yours.
And that's the beauty of a deep dive. We don't just tell you what to think, we give you the tools to make an informed decision. So, what's the next step for our listener who's now armed with all this Orlando Dental Center intel?
If something about the Orlando Dental Center has resonated with you, their approach, the technology, their community involvement, the next logical step would be to experience it firsthand. Schedule a consultation, ask those probing questions we discussed, and see if their actions match their words.
I love that idea. Sometimes I wish we got a consultation after these deep dives.
Yeah,
I'm half tempted to book an appointment myself just to compare notes. It's like we've done all the preliminary research for you, so you don't have to go through all those websites and reviews yourself.
Exactly. We've dug into their claims, analyzed their approach, even tried to read between the lines a bit, because like we said, sometimes things aren't always as they seem.
Because let's be honest, a website can only tell you so much. You really need to experience a place firsthand to know if it's the right fit for you and what you're looking for in a dental practice.
And that's what it comes down to, isn't it? Fit. Their approach might resonate with one person, but not another. There's no right or wrong answer here when it comes to personal preference.
And hey, even if the Orlando Dental Center doesn't end up being your cup of tea, pun intended, because healthy smiles lead to happy sips, at least you've learned something new today about how to evaluate dental practices.
Precisely. You've gained valuable insights into what to look for when choosing a dentist beyond just the basics, like are they in my network and how much is a cleaning going to cost?
Like, who knew dental care could be so nuanced, right?
Right.
It's not just about cleanings and fillings anymore. Nope. It's about finding someone who sees you and respects your needs and makes you feel comfortable.
It's a reflection of your values, your priorities, and your overall well-being, how much you value your dental health.
So, listener, as you continue your quest for the perfect dental experience, because, yes, you deserve a dentist who gets you, keep these insights in mind. Don't just jump at the first one you see. Really take the time to figure out what's important to you.
Don't be afraid to ask questions, explore different options, and trust your gut feeling.
And hey, if you ever need a deep dive on another dental practice or anything else, for that matter, you know where to find us. We love to do the research and help you make those big decisions a little bit easier.
Until then, take care and keep smiling.
That's a wrap on another deep dive, everyone. See you next time for more explorations into the fascinating and sometimes unexpected corners of, well, everything.